And we are getting closer and closer to the big dance, Super Bowl 53, and we saw the divisional playoffs. They've been run and won. As we say, good morning to Dick Fane. As we look ahead to the conference championships, Dicks.
Yeah, good morning, guys. And I really hope the conference championships prove to be a little more intriguing than the divisional playoffs were. I mean, you take a look at those four games, and really only the Saints-Eagles game came down to the fourth quarter. The rest of them were pretty much decided. I think the biggest surprise to me this weekend was how the New England Patriots just came out and dispatched of the Chargers. Mm. That was very surprising to me. There was no indication leading up to that game that the Patriots were the better football team. I think everybody, you know, has their due respect for the greatest quarterback ever to play in Tom Brady, so obviously that's an X factor. But to have the Patriots just dominate the Chargers the way they did, I think was very, very stunning. And I guess the question now is, which one is the real Patriots? Are the real Patriots the team that's played good to very good football over the course of the year, or the team that played elite, lights out football this weekend in their win over the Chargers?
Well, they've been there before, and has Tom Brady. And is that just the advantage that he gets over the opposition teams?
Yeah, no question. I mean, you look at the quarterbacks that are left here, and that's pretty much par for the course for the NFL. Your elite quarterbacks are going to last deep into the playoffs, whether it's, you know, some years it's Russell Wilson, other years it's Drew Brees, it's always Tom Brady every single year, and you know, this is no exception. I mean, you have Patrick Mahomes for the Chiefs, who is probably who is, in my opinion, the best quarterback under 25 years of age in the NFL. You've got Jared Goff, who's a very, very good quarterback and the right fit for the system that he's in with Sean McVay for Los Angeles. And then two of the greatest quarterbacks ever to live, Tom Brady and Drew Brees. And so it's no surprise that the elite quarterbacks are here in the Final Four.
Are you surprised that the Pats have come good? I think it's, you know, obviously testament to Brady and Belichick, what they've built there over the years, Dick. But, you know, there was some concern that they weren't going to get this far, wasn't there, late, you know, a few weeks ago or a month or so ago?
No question. And that's kind of what I alluded to, where they just really played good football, maybe very good football over the course of the year. They really never popped on us this year, where this looked like a typical New England Super Bowl championship type team. And so there was a lot of speculation, including from myself, that, Tom's getting older and the players around him are getting older. Rob Gronkowski is not the Rob Gronkowski of 2011 and 2012 and 13, that this run is likely over. Now, it could be over, guys, because going into Kansas City this weekend is going to be very difficult. Kansas City has been the best team throughout the AFC all year long. Patrick Mahomes is a magician at quarterback. He's a little bit similar to the way Russell Wilson kind of burst onto the scene 6-7 years ago for the Seattle Seahawks. He's doing similar things with Kansas City with his athleticism and his arm strength. And keep in mind, guys, as you guys are have wonderful weather down there in the in your wintertime here, we have Kansas City is going to experience some record low temperatures. Game time temperature is going to be about 10 degrees below zero Celsius for that Kansas City New England game. So I guess the good news is that both teams play in cold weather. Both teams played in cold weather last week. So I don't think it's going to be too much of an issue for these teams that are kind of used to it.
Tell you what, that is a massive factor, isn't it? When you bring that into the game, Dick, you've mentioned these players, these offensive lineups, these defensive lineups. How much of the coaches have an influence? How much are they going to be have an advantage in these games?
Well, they clearly had an advantage this last week, guys. I mean, look what Bill Belichick did to poor Anthony Lynn. I mean, Anthony Lynn's making his first appearance in the playoffs. Belichick's been there for two decades and simply outcoached Anthony Lynn and the Chargers from the get-go to jump out to that, 34-7 or 35-7 lead there in the first half, just embarrassing him. Sean McVay got the best of Jason Garrett. I think we all expect that Sean McVay is the better coach than Jason Garrett for the Dallas Cowboys. Andy Reid had the advantage over over Frank Reich in Indianapolis. So really the better coaches, the more experienced coaches, Sean Payton again against Doug Peterson, even though Doug Peterson won a Super Bowl last year, he doesn't have the resume yet that Sean Payton has. So if you just looked last week and said, you know what, I'm going to wager on the four best coaches, he would have gone 4-0.
Tell us about Drew Brees. You know, fabulous story if he can lead the Saints to a Super Bowl win after when what year did they win it again? Or did he lead them to a Super
Bowl
victory?
They won it about 10 years ago, 2009, I believe. 10 years
okay.
ago.
So has that ever been done where there's been a gap of that many years between Super Bowl victories from the one quarterback?
Well, Tom Brady's had quite a gap, but I don't know if he's gone a full decade between winning. I mean, he's gone, you know, he's won Super Bowls, you know, well prior to a decade ago, but I don't think there's been a gap of a full decade between winning. That's a very good question. I should look at that. But, yeah, it would definitely be one of the biggest gaps, if not the biggest gap. And actually, Drew Brees today is celebrating his 40th birthday. So you've got two of your final four quarterbacks that are going to be playing this weekend in their respective championship games, who are 40-year-olds, and Drew Brees and Tom Brady. And Brees, I don't think Brees has gotten the level of respect that he deserves. When people think of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, Tom Brady jumps to mind, Brett Favre, Peyton Manning, John Elway. You usually name those guys before you ever name Drew Brees. Mm. And I think if Drew Brees were to get a second Super Bowl, and he was a multiple Super Bowl winner, I think that would vault him into his rightful spot right behind Tom Brady and maybe Manning as the greatest quarterbacks of all time. Yeah. I put Drew Brees in my top three now.
Well, we're just looking at the market for Super Bowl 53. New Orleans going as favorites, 275. Kansas City Chiefs, 350. The Rams, 450, along with the Patriots. But we've got some games to get through now, so need to put you on the spot, Dick. Who's going to win this week, New Orleans or LA Rams?
Well, you know, guys, I'm going to stick with my guns, and my guns have told me all year long that New Orleans is the best team in the NFC, and that Kansas City is the best team in the AFC. That's the Super Bowl that I've been tipping for you guys for about 3 months now. We've gotten to the Final Four, and those two teams are still alive. So I'm not going to be, you know, remember back in school where you'd fill out all your test answers, and then right before you turned it in, you decided to erase one and change it. Well, when you erase it and change it at the last minute, it's usually wrong, right? You're just stuck with your initial pick, right? So that's what I'm going to do. I think both are going to be phenomenal games. I don't love the point spread in either game because I think both of them are going to be very close games. But if you're just telling me money line, I'm just going to stick with Kansas City and New Orleans. They obviously have the home field advantage. New Orleans has the coaching advantage as well with Sean Payton and the quarterback advantage with Drew Brees. So I'm going to definitely – I'm a little more confident on my New Orleans pick than I am on my Kansas City pick. So if you wanted to spread out the wealth of your wagers, maybe go a little bit heavier on the Saints than you do on the Chiefs.
Very good. That's some good tipping there.
There's some good tipping.
Very good.
I like
we'll
that.
Hold you to it, though, Dick.
Yeah. I do like that one. That's so true about rubbing out the result just before you're about to have to hand the paper in. That's so true. So go with the gut. That's the one, Dick. Thank you so much for your time today, buddy.
All right, guys. We'll talk to you next week. We'll have a Super Bowl preview for you. Can't wait.
We look forward to it. Thank you very much there, Dick Fain, Radio KJR, giving us all we need to know about the Super Bowl coming up. I tell you what, it's an exciting time, isn't it?
Yeah, no, for sure. It is
and
fascinating. I had been thinking about Drew Brees. That's why I asked him that question. So
that's an incredible
10
run.
Years in between Super Bowl victories as, you know, for a quarterback is... You know, I know he said the Brady's obviously had years in between, but a decade.
It's 40 today as
well.
Yeah,
decades. So winning it as a 30-year-old and then as a 40-year-old, that's
You went to the gym this morning, or yesterday. No, you're feeling a bit sore, mate.
No, I can't move.
I wonder how he would feel at 40.
I'm 43.
That doesn't matter.
And I'm slightly less fit than Drew.
It doesn't matter. Dick Fain there, giving us all we need to know about the games coming up in the conference championships.